Report, Disney hosts Two-Spirit, She They, Merperson Drag Queen Lecture for Employees. By Paul Bois on November 15, 2022. A report from City Journal reporter Christopher Rufo claims Disney recently hosted an employee event that featured a Two-Spirit, She They, Merperson Drag Queen lecturing about their conundrum of an identity. Walt Disney Company recently hosted a cultural journey for employees featuring a Two-Spirit, She/A, Drag Queen, Merperson named Geo Neptune. The company is following every fad of radical gender theory, from children's programming to pseudo-indigenous pantomime, Rufo tweeted. The event announcement shared with Disney employees described Geo Sakdama Neptune as a member of the Passamaquoddy tribe, a basket maker, drag queen, and activist educator, and Two-Spirit. Disney defined Two-Spirit as an indigenous cultural, spiritual, and gender role that holds the sacred space between masculine and feminine energies, a carrier of tradition, and teacher of youth. The announcement further added that Neptune, a credentialed basket weaver, will give a presentation on what it means to be Two-Spirit, being a designated master basket weaver, and their activism which enables them to travel the world to educate about issues faced by indigenous people. According to United States artists, Geo Sakdama Neptune has been basket weaving since the age of 4 and began teaching with the Maine Indian Basket Makers Alliance at the age of 11 before becoming the youngest person to receive the title Master Basket Maker at the age of 20. LGBTQ representation in children's shows has been on the uptick this past decade, beginning in 2014 on the Disney show Good Luck Charlie, which featured a lesbian mom couple. That was later followed by the Disney show Andy Mack featuring the first teenage gay couple on the network. Disney later broke new ground with the release of Onward, the studio's first animated movie to feature an openly LGBTQ character. Going into its much-anticipated Phase 4, the Disney-owned Marvel Cinematic Universe, MCU, increased LGBTQ representation in big ways with the first openly gay superhero Fastos in The Eternals, who shared in the MCU's first openly gay on-screen kiss between two men. As Breitbart News reported, Disney has already begun to implement layoffs and a hiring freeze in the wake of its stock crashing. Disney's corporate earnings disappointed Wall Street, sending its stock crashing to new lows. Now the entertainment giant is reportedly planning layoffs, a targeted hiring freeze, and travel limitation on its employees, reported David Ng. In a letter to employees, Disney CEO Bob Chapek said that the company will be making tough and uncomfortable decisions in the days ahead. I am fully aware this will be a difficult process for many of you and your teams. We are going to have to make tough and uncomfortable decisions. But that is just what leadership requires, and I thank you in advance for stepping up during this important time, he wrote. Our company has weathered many challenges during our 100-year history, and I have no doubt we will achieve our goals and create a more nimble company better suited to the environment of tomorrow, he added. Chapek further noted that the company will be conducting a rigorous review of the company's content and marketing spending.